Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, woo! Yes, yes. Greetings, Earthlings. I cannot believe what we just saw tonight. It was absolutely fantastic. Oh, the man. Challenge, 35, episode 2, Sweet Dreams Are Made of D. Oh, my goodness. Once again, greetings, Earthlings. I cannot get over it. It was hilarious. My name is Daniel Lingard. I'm joined with two amazing hosts. We've got Pamela. What's going on? Pam.
Hi, guys. Happy to be here. If you did not see our interview with Bailey that we did last night, check it out. It will be on AfterBuzz.
And we've got Benny Boy. Oh, Benny, you got some theories tonight, huh?
Oh, I got some well, not some theories, just some thoughts. But I can't wait to talk about them. They're going to be interesting.
They are going to be controversial, I think. All right, well, let's get right into it, guys. I have a question that I want to throw out because we get the bunker life scene right to open up the episode. Better to go in sooner or later? Because that's the hot topic right when they get out of that first elimination. That's how the episode starts. Sooner or later, and then you guys, and then I'll go and I'll give my opinion as well.
Sooner. Okay. Sooner, hands down, because sooner, that's where you have all the players. You want to get, they're going to want to get rid of the weaker players first. You wait later, then it's going to be all those strong players, and it's going to be even more tougher to get that red skull. So it's smart to suck it up and go now, because you're going to have to go eventually if you want to make it to that final. So it's like ripping off the Band-Aid. Just do it now.
I agree in theory. Mostly I would say yes, sooner is better. They broke down their sort of strategy about when Dee was talking to Jenny, she was saying, if we get out there and it looks like something you don't want to do, give me the kibosh, which I think is a good strategy, because you never know in challenges what you're going to get. So in theory, it would be obviously great to go against the weaker people first and take them out. Like, case in point, tonight we saw the strongest competitor take out arguably the weakest competitor in an elimination that was made for her. So in a right. situation like that, obviously going first for almost 90% of the women would have been great.
Right.
However,
then why didn't D go in?
Should we do this now? Okay.
That's my big thing.
You know I'm going to save my reveal because I know why. I'm going to save it for news and gossip, though.
Okay.
Well, should we save the whole top? Should we kibosh the whole top?
No, we can still discuss
No, we can talk. Yeah, it's fine. Because go on, fam.
I'm saying that it's in hindsight is 2020, and yes, D would have smoked her and she should have gone in. I think Dee's reasoning that she gave was very valid. One, remember when Wes got blindsided and went in?
He was also sick, though. He was also sick.
But my point is, if you're not prepared at all, you're just not in the headspace. I get it, not wanting to go in. Two, she said, if for whatever crazy reason she got a hangnail and she couldn't get, if something happened and she lost to this girl, no way. So
there's a famous quote from one of the challengers. His name is Darrell, and Darrell said, "I stay ready, so I don't gotta get ready." And maybe Dee should have done that.
Sure, but I did empathize with Dee when they throw those surprises at you, and in your mind, it's all going one way. It's just kind of hard to shake it up if you're not as keen as Darrell and staying ready and being ready. I would have a hard time last minute being like, "Oh, okay, I'm going to go in and defend my life in this game." The stakes, she probably would have won. And again, in retrospect, she should have done it. God forbid she went in and something went wrong, or there was a twist where it was, I don't know, and she didn't win. It wasn't worth it to her.
Yeah.
So see, I sort of understand that.
This is
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And you know, I'm just gonna, because I have more news and gossip other than D, so I'm just gonna say it now. But this is my thing with D. In a perfect world, yes, she should have went in. That was an extremely easy challenge. She would have taken it hands down. But, and I agree with her, she was on Instagram Live and she said, my first challenge, World of Worlds 1, I went in super cocky and I lost. And she didn't want to have to do that again. She did not want to take that chance. And she didn't know what the challenge was going to be about. And it just, it wasn't working.
But I mean, you can see it, Benny.
She said, if I would have lost to Jen, I would have never let that down. Mm-hmm. Like, never let that down. And look, I understand. I understand where she's coming from. I get it.
Excuses. These are just excuses to me, D. I really liked her at first, and now I'm like, I'm on the fence about her. They all sound like excuses to me. She should have gone in. She would easily won.
No, she would have. On her back. I agree with it that. Just, she would have owned that final.
Now, it's interesting because Jordan, at the beginning of this episode, he says he's going to play it like a normal game, whereas his girl, Tori, says, I want to go in right away. So it's interesting, those two different opinions there, because they're like married basically, and they want to play the game completely opposite. The thing I wrote down was, once people get red skulls, they aren't going to want to go back in. So maybe Jordan is right by waiting a little bit longer, because that's, you get true, a red skull, great, but you can keep getting thrown back in there. So maybe Jordan's like, here's the thing I look at it is, people are going to get eliminated every week. Okay. Right. And also, people that get red skulls are not going to want to go in every week. So therefore, there should be spots at the end for people that don't want to go in again and take the chance, because I already got one red skull. I don't want to lose.
Right.
And then there's going to be other people that aren't even there anymore because they got eliminated weeks ago. So Jordan might be smart saying, I'm going to wait till a little bit later. Yeah, the competition might be harder, but I think less people are going to want to go in. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I didn't think about that. That's actually
I wrote it down because I thought it was a fun way to just give the opposite opinion than, because I thought originally, I think sooner as well, because you get someone like Jen who it's like over before it started.
Right. Yeah, bless her heart.
I don't know. I think Jordan has a valid point here. I don't know. It's tough. It's why this season is so cool, because this is something we've never seen before.
Yeah.
You never know, because what about if someone like, if an alliance like a D and a Jenny want to take out a Tori towards the end, so they put Jenny again in against Tori. I mean, it's crazy because strategy is going to have a lot to do.
I know, but is Jenny really going to want to do that though? Now that she has it, she's safe. Like, she's going to want to
make her decision.
Now she gets to play it like the original way the challenge would be done.
Exactly.
Get away from the elimination.
Can we talk about? I will say, I don't agree with Jenny's decision in sending in. D's decision in sending in Jenny over Tori.
Wes warned her too about that.
I didn't think that was a smart decision whatsoever, because Jenny is a beast.
Right.
Like, unless you're going to be one of those people who were like, you know what, I want to run against the best in the final, then I respect that. But on the other hand, like Ashley said, you gave her a free ticket to the final, and this girl is a beast.
Yes.
At least with Tori, you have a chance of beating her. And I'm not saying that D doesn't have a chance of beating Jenny, but it's going to be a lot harder.
Also,
which is why it's hard for me to say that D should not have done it. She should have gone in. It's hard for me to jump on that other side.
We also know at this point, though, that even earning your red skull at this point doesn't guarantee you a place in the final.
Right.
So I understand D's logic. It was the safer move for sure, Dan, which I think is bumping up against.
Move.
Yeah. She could have put in, she wants Jenny's loyalty, because Jenny thus far has proven to be the strongest girl. in these two challenges. And it seemed like the easiest choice to make. So I kind of get it. It is playing it safe, but it's very early on that you don't want to rock the boat.
I know, but I think she also wants that weekly paycheck. She also knows that by staying on TV, her popularity is gained. If she goes home the second week, people might forget about her. I think about those things too. All of these things are valid.
That's very true.
Contrary to you, because you used to love Dee, was your number one girl. Contrary to that, I'm liking her more and more. I like playing a little more aggressively, even though she's playing physically less aggressively. I think she's playing socially more aggressively.
Here's my issues with Dee. She still likes Rogan, who's no good for her, and then she doesn't step up at the end. How can I like her more? It's so weird. No way.
I disagree. She still likes Rogan. Each season we get a new Dee. First season that we were introduced to her, we got just a very one-dimensional cut Dee. We really didn't know much about her. Second season we were introduced to her, we got the lovey-dovey, I'm into you, I'm in love with you Dee, who got her heart broken. This season, we're getting introduced to Boss Dee, who does not take crap from anyone, even if they're her friends. Yeah, she has a crush on Rogan. She's human. I don't think that's a big deal.
I hope not.
I love Dee this season because she is proving that she is one that you should not mess with.
Guys, she should have gone in then and done that, and I would have been on board. She should have gone in then to do that.
But she didn't.
To prove that she's a boss does not say, oh, Jenny, go take care of that for me.
No,
That's all I'm saying.
I get it. All right.
Anyways, let's move on, because I want to talk about really quick the Rogan and Jen conversation on the couch before we get into the first challenge. They're chatting it up. Oh, Dee's Miss Boss by staying in the corner with Tori. Like, what are we doing here, guys? How did that all get planned out? It feels like a conspiracy to me in some way. Like, how are they perfectly there when Rogan was talking to Jen? But whatever. What are your thoughts on that conversation?
Okay. As a girl that's been in sort of a camp situation, like Dan lived on a lake and I went to summer camp, which is like all these things. You live with these people. You're in seclusion. You don't have any outside world contact. There's no way to not sit there and watch if the guy you like is flirting with someone else who I feel bad for Dee. I wish she didn't like Rogan too. I wish she didn't, but she does. I can't help that. You know, like I wish Georgia didn't like Bear, but you know, she does. Sometimes we ladies like the wrong men. But Tori in that situation was just the best. I mean, Tori's face is always on point with the expressions, but her just like laughing and watching that conversation, and it was just so funny. I hope Dee gets over. I hope watching Rogan Dee gets over him, but
I mean, she said last season she was in love with him, so that's like heavy stuff.
Yeah. That said, does Rogan have like the magic penis? Because it's true. It's like, who cares about stupid Rogan?
I guess as a fellow male, I'm straight, but I like, he's a good looking dude. He's got a good body on. Yeah. He's got good facial hair. I don't know. I guess that's why girls like him, as a hetero woman,
he's fine. He's such a numbskull though, that I could, you know what I mean? I
can't well, that's it. The idea, right?
Like, he's such a bonehead that it's just, give me a Jordan any day, you know?
Oh boy. Ooh, she winked at the camera, Benny. She winked at the camera.
But I'm just saying, Jordan. Someone, or a Wes, or even a, someone that's a little, you know, he
you
just
would choose Wes like, over Rogan?
Any day, 10 times a day.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't, I think I like, I guess everybody has different tastes.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Rogan, like, no, does not do it for me. And I feel like Dee is, I'm surprised that she loves him so much.
I don't think that Dee loves Rogan. I just think they had a relationship. Strong feelings were involved. She was hurt by him. But when anyone goes through a breakup and they have, you know, such strong feelings for someone, those aren't going to go away like that. So say you haven't seen each other for a couple months and then you're back in this atmosphere, you know, those feelings rush back. And so you still have like that, those hurt feelings towards him, at the same time, you have those memories of the good time that you share with him. Right. So I understand where she's coming from.
Right. Well, and one final thought, but she did say last season she was like fully in love with him after like a week or 2 weeks. Like that's very fast.
She loves hard.
Yeah.
Hey man, we're all guilty of that sometimes,
we are.
Right? Airdrop extraction is the challenge, guys. They have to carry these missile ammo crates 1 mile. There's like 15 of them. The producers or, you know, the people there, they randomly put them into these groups of three. My conspiracy is that the producers did so that the rest of the cast would not find out that Wes and Bananas are working together yet. Ha ha ha. How do you like that conspiracy? And overall, I thought it was great. A lot of strength, a lot of endurance. And then there was strategy at the end with dropping the missiles. What did you guys think of the challenge of the night?
I thought that it was such a dope challenge. I was like, damn, like be up there doing that.
Yeah.
That high intensity and the rush I'm pretty sure they were getting, it was so cool. I know it definitely was not hard trying to figure out when to drop the crates, but they all did. I don't know if I would be able to actually do that. Like I would want to do it, but I don't think I would be able to actually do well in it.
It was funny how hard the castmates were going on the people up in the helicopter, like, man, they stink, or how come they can't do it? It's like, guys, you didn't even get past the first round.
Exactly.
You had the opportunity to do it. So what are you going to – and, like, so I don't want to go too big on Jen here, but, like, she had an awful run, obviously. I mean, Josh was carrying the weights for her. She was kind of hanging on the end. But Jen at one point says, that was so off. And I'm like, Jen, like, if I do it – I'm just saying, let me just say this.
Judging
if I
the other
bad,
team.
That bad though in a challenge, like I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut and just be humble about it. Like I'm not gonna start making even bananas was like, what, where they, why can't they hit it? Like, Bananas, you didn't get past the first round.
But that's Bananas though. I feel like
I know, but it just bothers me when like
say something.
I don't, it rubbed me the wrong way. And Bear said stuff too. I was like, guys, none of you got to the second round. Like, eat your humble pie and wait for the next round before you're saying all this crap. But whatever. Pam, what did you think of the challenge?
I thought, wow, Corey, good showing. Who knew?
Yeah, right?
It was the first part of the challenge looked so hard, and it reminded me of last season 34's final, where you're just running and carrying, and that's awful, especially for the little people. You know, Rogan actually said it best. He's like, I'm a big guy with big, strong legs. This is built for me, and this is hard. I can't do what I did the best. I thought all the teams did a good job. I was proud of all the players. It seemed like everyone was really pushing it except for Jen. I don't know if I'm swayed by Anissa's comment. She's like, she's got a full face of makeup on, but I don't know how much she's trying. Jordan, Jenny, Wes killed it, which we could have imagined in the first round. Like seeing Fessy perform this time for the people.
Yeah, he seems like he's going to be a powerhouse for the strength and endurance.
Yeah.
He's a Division I football player.
I was proud of Melissa too, who I forgot about. And then I was really impressed with Corey's navigating, like, you know, with Swaggy D and Corey, they really did a great job.
Well, let me say this. I don't know if it mattered, but they got to go third, which I honestly thought was unfair because Jordan and Jenny and Wes, they finished first, and then they had to go first in the second round, which didn't make sense to me because I think it would have helped them a lot to look over what they were doing, even from the ground up, like, oh, that's they're timing it. I think they could have.
Yeah.
I think they could've
everyone's
won.
Doing it too soon.
So I didn't think that was fair at all. I'm not sure why the producers decided to make that the case, that they had to go first again, but whatever. Any other thoughts on this? I don't know what else you guys.
Awesome challenge. I was.
Yeah, it was great.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I understood what was going on. I followed it.
Let me guys ask you this real quick. They had a D said, they're doing like a relay strategy where they're dropping it off halfway to give it to the other person to run. And I guess that could help because they're getting extra rest time because then they are running back. Instead of a continuous hold for a mile, they're maybe only doing it for, I don't know. So I think that actually the relay strategy helped them get that third place win there. So that was
for
good.
For sure.
And then at the end, Swaggy said, oh, I'm so pumped I won because now I can have Bailey be safe. But and then my thought for that was, but maybe Bailey would want to go in and get her red skull early if sooner's better than later. So I didn't know why he even said that, because like, who knows in this game?
Originally,
if it was It's interesting. Any other season,
send her in.
Right? Because any other season, then that's exactly right. Swaggy's like, dude, I saved my girl. That's exactly right. But in this season, it's like, don't you want to go in and get this over with and
I
go against Jen? Like,
then
Bailey,
I could
have gone in. Swaggy's in there. He could have helped get you in.
But two of the three were already loyal to Jen.
Jenny, I guess. So I guess. But she could have still gotten on the. She still could have gotten on the final three, though, maybe, and then maybe worked some. She talked to us last night like she had some great social game, and I think that she does. So I think she could have, if she wanted to, maybe worked her way in there. Who knows?
I think they probably decided that it wasn't the time to, like, really push it.
Yeah, I get it. Totally clearly, reason. Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. I think we'll move on. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
To Bunker Life Part 2. You got your tribunal.
Oh, yeah.
It's D, Corey, and Swaggy C. Yeah, it starts off. So this part starts off with Wes and Bananas. Apparently, they are a writing duo now. They're a writing team.
Oh my God.
And oh my God, they convince Jen to make a speech. And then, did you notice it was just Wes and Bananas at first? And then you got Corey and some other guys. You had a huge group of dudes just poor Jen. And like, I felt bad for her because I just don't think that. She said she watched the show in the past, Benny, when we had her on, but like,
yeah.
To me, this seems like you should have known that this was a trick, or is that just me?
I felt awful.
I don't know. Me too.
I felt awful, awful for her. And it was, I'm not gonna lie, I was slightly embarrassed.
Yeah, it was hard for me to watch the nomination.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
Yeah, yeah. And I remember when they said, like bring out the please don't bring out the notepad.
No,
please
no.
don't. And I was honestly shocked that she relayed the message that they gave to her. I thought she would pick it up, but at the same time, you know, I'm gonna defend her and I'm gonna say, you know, she's a rookie. A lot of rookies we've seen in past seasons have made not the best choices, and maybe she really did think they were trying to help her out. I know for me, as someone who has watched this show over and over, I would have known right then and there that they are trying to make me look very stupid. And someone said it the best. I forgot who, but they said that you should have just stayed quiet and not called yourself weak, and you probably would have looked a lot better than how you look right now. And I completely agree with that. So yeah, it was a sucky situation, but you know, it happens.
Yes.
Someone has to go.
Right.
There was so much wrong with all of that. That's my final comment. There was so many problems with every bit of that situation. Was it amusing? Yes. Was it painful?
Yes.
That was
me.
It was
the whole time. Like,
I felt bad for her. I felt like they were, I hate to use the B word, and I know they afford it, but it was like, oh man, you guys are straight up using this girl for your amusement, and she doesn't get it. She's laughing with them. She was a victim. I mean, again, I use a lower.
No,
I mean,
I know it's her first challenge, but she even said to them, she's like, oh, no, I want to stay. She goes, I want to stay. I don't want to go in. And it's like, Jen, maybe you should go. This might be the only opportunity you actually have to maybe beat one of these other girls in something.
Or think for yourself, Jen. Don't sit and
maybe, yeah. Like
bananas.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a tough watch. It was a tough look for Jen there.
But you know what? She did stand up for herself. She tried to stand up for herself. And you know what? I gotta give her that at least. She tried to stand up for herself. She tried to stay in the game. She didn't just say, you know what, whatever, put me in. So she did what she thought was best.
She should have read the speech verbatim instead of like improvising the greetings humans or greetings earthlings. So I don't know. It was rough. But anyways, okay, it's fine.
Everybody's faces was priceless. Trying to
I know everyone
was before we move on, can we talk about throughout the entire show Anissa's facial expressions throughout
it's
the
her big
show.
Eyes, the eyes, how big her eyes get.
I love them. Like, I love her facial. It was like another part of just watch them all day, because it's like you can really just think what she's thinking in her mind. Right.
I don't think she said anything all season. She just has facial expressions. And right. Like, whoa, there she is.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Jen's going in, and then you have a quick little thing with Jen and Dee fighting, and then I just wrote down, another boy causes two beautiful women to fight over him. And I'm like, God, it's over Rogan. Like, come on, ladies. What are we doing here? So that was disappointing.
You know, I'll give Jen props for holding her own against, you know, Dee, who is now known as a vet. So I give her props for that.
Yeah. Pam, any thoughts on any of that? Because we only have 15 minutes left. We got 15 minutes left.
Yeah. Maddie was like, I just want to eat my Cheerios. Like, what's going on? That was a good one.
Maddie said that.
Maddie's great.
I mean, I'm going to skip over some stuff. I mean, the jury selection was kind of lame tonight. I mean, they didn't even show Jenny in there, like in that 3-on-1. They didn't even show Jenny in there, I don't think. Did they? They showed Jenny to go in.
They showed Jenny.
I mean, I don't know. Then we had this weird thing where Dee talks to Tori, Jordan talks to Tori, Dee talks to Tori again. That whole thing in the confessional thing they did. Any thoughts on that? I don't know.
I love Tori. I do think they were doing a good cop, bad cop. I do think Tori raised very good points and was really well spoken during her
interrogation. Yeah, because Dee really did. I mean, they worked together.
Yeah.
For a bit last season, at least in the final. I mean, come on now.
Well, towards the end, and I thought her points were extremely valid, that she was saying, I come in with a clean slate. I don't have deals with anyone. But at the same time, you're going to remember who got you where in the end and repay that.
Not just that, though, but like Tori said, she says, I come with a Jordan. Who does Jenny come with? Mm-hmm. So you help Tori out. You're not only having Tori on your side, but you're having Jordan on your side as well.
And so. I wish we had a little background, and maybe I can take to social media to find this out, but Dee and Jenny were not in an alliance last season. Since when is she her number one girl?
I wrote that down, Pam, because I was like, why is Dee so into Jenny right now? I was like, when did they work together, really?
So, and they did show that conversation with Dee and Tori saying, like, we have each other's back. So I understood Dee and I understood Tori's point again. And I think Tori was really good at explaining it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Let's get to this purgatory. The big announcement tonight is that you can nominate the three that you already picked, or you can just nominate yourself and volunteer yourself and go in there. Take care of business. Get your red skull. Now, this is going to change. People are really going to win these challenges. They're going to want to win these challenges. It's so much more now because the tribunal originally, they couldn't nominate themselves in. So it's like you win and then what? You don't get to have an opportunity to go in. That's why I think the whole Jordan thing might work out, where if he just waits enough, if he wins, he can just put himself in. So why not wait? If he really wants to wait and go against someone tougher, I guess, in theory, he could do that and still get in there. He'll have
or
an
pick something you're good point. For or see an elimination and be like, this is mine. I want it.
He'll have an opportunity because if he keeps winning, he can, like you just said, Pam, pick if he wants to go into that elimination or say, nope, I'm going to wait a little bit longer.
It's the elimination and the opponent. So the challenge has really stepped it up in terms of gameplay. This is adding a lot of layers that are going to come into play down the line.
Yeah.
We can't address, and neither can the players. Like Wes, again, who also has good foresight, was saying, you know, I want to go in, but who knows what the hell's going to happen?
He doesn't know. Yeah. No one knows how it's going to shake out.
There's definitely going to be more twists throughout the season. Like,
you're right, Benny. TJ's going to keep breaking our hearts or making us excited. I don't know. Like, oh, here's another thing you guys can do. And here's another thing you guys can do. We're going to be like, oh my God, the game changes on a weekly basis now. They don't have time to come up with strategies if the game keeps changing on them.
What we have. You can't, there's so many factors that go into it that it'd be nearly impossible to play out the scenario in a way that you could game it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
The game was, I didn't want to explain, the game was so, you throw a weight over the top. I mean, it wasn't
easiest
a great game
I have ever seen.
It was not a great game.
it felt like old school challenge. Remember the old school challenges, like
it would
the
be...
ruins and the duel? It seemed like it looked like one of those challenges.
Yeah. Man, D, you should have gone in.
It would be really hard.
Yeah, look at Pam's doing it right now. She made one.
But it could have been really hard. If this was a really heavy weight and you're below it and you're Jenny, who is one
Well, I'm not
it,
sure Jen got any. Yeah, I don't think Jen got any of them.
No, if you're not Jenny, you're not strong, super duper strong.
Okay,
that
fair enough.
It would be really hard if it's depending
on
how heavy.
I think D would have still won, though. I think she still would have beat
D. Would have still won.
Because Jen couldn't get any. So as long as D got a couple, if time ran out and she had a couple, and I assume they would just give her the win. I don't, who knows what the hell would happen. But
the thing is, we don't know how heavy those weights were either. Like,
why didn't they explain that? Also, we don't know how heavy those crates were tonight, did we? We didn't find that out, did we? Like how much they were carrying on themselves?
Crates?
Yeah, how much were the weights of the crates?
I don't know.
Anyways,
they
these are all like
said.
I don't know. I didn't write it down, unfortunately, but I didn't hear it. So we have like 8 minutes left, so we can either keep talking. Oh, go on, Pam.
Oh, very quickly to wrap this one up. It seemed like a boom, boom. Obviously, it was so easy for Jenny, who I liked, actually said it was easy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was more well-matched. That wasn't an easy challenge, per se. It was just made for Jenny and not made for Jen. So it looked so easy and so slam dunk. But if it was different people, it might not have been that easy of a challenge. That's all.
Right. Yeah. So we have 8 minutes left. Do we want to play the game or keep talking about the challenge?
Keep game and news and gossip. The challenge was pretty much.
All right. Benny, give me some news and gossip. You got 2 minutes, baby. Here we go.
2 minutes. Let's do it. All right. So real quick, this is all allegedly because this has not come from the person's mouth, but I got some news from you. You all have heard of MTV T-Page, right? On Instagram.
Yeah, so there's a ton of them. Yeah.
So she gave me some information saying there was a lot they didn't show on why Jen was put into elimination. Allegedly, she was going around with her stuffed animal, walking around saying, I think she said like, I'm the prettiest girl in here, or I'm so pretty. And she was just really rubbing the girls the wrong way. This is allegedly, so I'm not 100% sure this is true. I was also told that I think it was Kayla was the one that gave out this information, allegedly. So,
Well, I'll agree. I'm gonna say Jen is probably the prettiest girl on the season this season.
Very pretty, yeah.
She's very, very, very pretty. I'll give her that. So if that's true, I'll give her that.
You know what?
Okay.
May her and Rogan run off to the sunset together.
Apparently, they're still flirting via IG story. So we should ask her about that now that she can
let them have each other.
Okay. Yeah. Trey J suggested a game last week in the comments section. I encourage all of you to give me suggestions of games because I'm running out of ideas. And the game is Who Said What?
Okay.
So they're quotes. Now, I narrowed it down to make it easier for you guys. I have 10 people that it could be. Do you want to write down the names of these 10 people real quick? Benny? Pam?
I don't want to throw you. 10. Me.
Okay, here, take here, Ben. Benny, just use mine. Here you go.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you.
You got it, bud.
Coming in clutch. I'll remember in my head.
All right, so your answers could be Wes, Bananas, Kenny, Darrell, Zach, CT, Jemmy.
Hold on.
I know, Zach. Sorry, Pam. Pam's actually writing it down.
Okay.
Coral, Kara, or Camilla.
Okay.
Those are your choices.
I think so. I've got Wes, Bananas, Kenny, Darrell, Zach, Coral, Kara, Camilla. Who am I forgetting?
Jemmy and CT are your other options. And CT.
Remember CT. Got it. Okay.
Benny, you ready? We got 4 minutes. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to bang these out. Johnny's still Johnny. Kenny's still Kenny. And Evan is still Evan, but he looks pregnant now.
Jemmy.
Who said that?
Jemmy.
You just just shout out. It's not Jemmy. Keep shouting out and you'll get, and whoever gets it first.
Coral.
Wes?
No.
CT.
CT said it. Pam, you got a point.
Okay.
I should have wrote down the names.
Benny, you could
have.
Yeah,
I'll show the names.
I should have wrote it. I made another big mistake like the challenge.
I should have warned you. I should have warned you, Ben. Here you go. This is
here,
an easy
Benny,
one.
I'm holding them up.
I can't see that. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. It's fine. Here we go. I'm gonna smash his head and eat it.
CT.
Benny's on the board.
Yes.
I don't wrestle. I beat bitches.
Coral. Coral.
Benny is on the board again. Great. She just sucks.
All right, Benny.
Dot dot dot.
Jimmy.
Life.
Jimmy.
Not Jimmy.
Crap. Who were the
she
other?
She just
that was
sucks.
A girl.
Zach.
Wait. Dot at life. Not Zach.
Johnny Bennett. Wait, was it John Wes?
Wes is correct. Benny's on the board again.
Benny.
You know how I feel about ketchup.
Jimmy.
I think Benny got that one again.
All right.
Benny is up. Benny's up 4-1. Here we go. Oh God, this one's great. You cheater. You're gonna die. I hate
Camilla.
You. Camilla's Camilla. Correct, Pam.
I know that one.
She said it to bananas.
I look up and Corey is halfway done. He's running
Kenny.
Like he stole something from his mama. It's not Kenny.
Jimmy?
It's a guy. Wes, bananas, Kenny, Durrell, Zach,
CT.
Or CT.
Durrell, so, Durrell.
Durrell is correct, Benny. Pam, are you still
okay.
there?
Oh, I am. I'm just
okay,
I'm
just making sure. I have a BMW, a Porsche.
Wes.
That's correct.
I remember. Yeah, that
I wear a 32 double D bra.
Coral.
One boob alone is enough
Coral.
To kill her.
Coral.
Benny, did Pam, did you say it? I heard
no,
Benny.
No, I mean, I agree, but I Benny said it.
Okay. Okay, Benny got it. This is so good. Who put a nickel in Joss?
That's great. Bananas?
Bananas said that. Correct. Pam, this is close. It's 6-4. Benny's in the
Damn.
Lead.
Okay.
How many more do we have left?
There's a bunch here, but we only have literally 1 minute left. So we're going to stop in a minute.
Okay.
Speed round.
Continent. What is a continent? Who didn't know their continents?
It was a...
It was a girl.
Girl. Kara?
It's a girl. Kara is correct. It's 5. Pam, if
Damn
you get
it.
This, you tie it up.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Damn it.
This one is super easy.
I should have wrote down the names.
All right.
I'm going to write a book and call it How to Dismantle an Entire Alliance by Mr. Beautiful.
Kenny. Kenny.
Benny. Big win there. We can call it there. It's 7-5. Benny's in the lead. So
and I had an advantage. Benny definitely won that fair and square.
Benny did great.
Because
Benny,
I had an advantage of looking at
it. You guys did so good. I'm glad I put the names down for you guys, though. I wouldn't want you guessing like a million challengers, though. So
yeah, that would have been.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad
good
we
game.
Liked it. I hope,
Thanks.
If you at home like that game, please give me more ideas. If you want games, if you don't want games anymore, just tell us. We would love that. That's all the time we have for tonight, unfortunately, because I got a 7:55 out time. Thank you so much for joining us. Episode 2, Daniel Lindgren here, Idiot Box Boys on TikTok. I'm almost up at 30,000 followers. Would love your
wow.
follow as well. Benny, what is your handle?
You guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. And every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, make Woo. Sure you catch the Challenge News Daily, where I talk about everything the challenge related, all the news and gossip that you guys may have missed. And make sure you follow our exclusive Instagram page at Challenge News Now. We talk about even more challenge related things, news and gossip, some good stuff.
Awesome. You can find me everywhere at Pamela Gross Jill. And please check out our interview with Bailey. It was pretty good and insightful. Got some inside knowledge. So thank you guys
really
all for tuning in. This is a good season so far. We'll see you next week.
See you next
see you
week,
later.
Guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed here.